Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 171 to finish at 25,007. S&P 500 down 17 at 2,765. NASDAQ Composite down 77 at 7,511. Russell 2000, small and mid-caps, down 9 at 1,592. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 2 basis points at 2.85%. Oil down 51 cents at $60.85 per barrel. Gold up $3.30 at $13.26.90 per ounce. The Dow had been up right at 200 points early in the session, then dropped. The NASDAQ coming off of record highs yesterday. Three major stories today, not necessarily in chronological order. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired. The Qualcomm-Broadcom deal, it's toast. And inflation is back, but it's not a big problem. Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this morning in a tweet. Trump said he is nominating CIA Director Mike Pompeo as Tillerson's replacement, which requires confirmation by the Senate. Trump has tapped Gina Haspel to head the CIA. Haspel, the current deputy director, is a career agency employee who once ran a CIA black site facility in Thailand where detainees were subjected to torture, including waterboarding. Tillerson is the second cabinet official to resign, following former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, who was ousted over a travel expense scandal. But Tillerson joins a long line of people who have resigned or been fired from the administration. The departure of a Secretary of State is also notable. No one has left that position during a first presidential term since Ronald Reagan was in office. That was not the only firing in the White House. Trump's personal assistant, John McEntee, was fired last night, escorted out of the White House amid a Secret Service investigation into alleged financial crimes. McEntee was quickly hired by the Trump presidential campaign. Just a reminder, it was just 8 days ago that economic advisor Gary Cohn resigned. A White House official said the president wanted to have a new team in place in advance of upcoming talks with North Korea and ongoing trade negotiations. The White House initially said Tillerson had been told he would be dismissed on Friday, March 9th. Within the hour, the State Department issued a statement insisting that Tillerson had every intention of remaining and did not speak to the president this morning and is unaware of the reason for the dismissal. Steve Goldstein was the aide to Tillerson who made that announcement. He has also been fired. Apparently, Tillerson learned of the firing the same way as everyone else when he read the tweet this morning. Dollar index fell hard on the news of Tillerson's departure, dropping to 89.23. A break below last week's low of 88.91 could set up a retest of the February lows. Treasury prices moved higher, with yields on the 10-year note dropping to 2.85%. Also, the House Intelligence Committee declared their investigation of Russian interference in our elections and their contacts with and collaboration with the Trump campaign over, done, solved. The Trump administration declared case closed. They might not want to get too far over their skis on this one because both the Senate and Bob Mueller are still investigating. Whether the House Intelligence Committee ultimately proves to be prescient or incompetent, we will know in the fullness of time. For now, it can only be said they are premature. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet met this morning to discuss how to strike back at Russia over the poisoning of a former spy on British soil. Yesterday, May announced that a Russian double agent and his daughter had been poisoned more than a week ago with a military-grade nerve agent developed by Russia, and she warned of retaliatory measures. Theresa May's strong language on Monday, calling the attack an unlawful use of force, suggests that she may invoke NATO's Article 4 clause. Now, this is less dramatic than the Article 5 mutual defense clause, which was used after the September 11th attacks, but it allows for consultations between allies if one member feels their security is threatened. Secretary of State Tillerson's firing came a day after Tillerson contradicted the White House about the recent poisoning of that British spy, saying it clearly came from Russia. He called it an egregious act that would trigger an American response, though the White House itself stopped short of assigning blame, while vowing to stand by its closest ally, the UK. The crisis with Russia comes as Britain is finding itself cut off from traditional allies. It's withdrawing from the EU, and alongside other countries, could be on the brink of a trade war with the US should Trump push ahead with steel tariffs. Also, today, Trump took the highly unusual move of issuing an executive order to block a $117 billion acquisition of Qualcomm by rival chipmaker Broadcom, which is based in Singapore. The pair of chip manufacturers has been in an M&A fight over the attempted acquisition for some time. The president cited national security concerns over the business deal. Trump acted on a recommendation by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., which reviews acquisitions of American firms by foreign investors. The decision was unveiled just hours after Broadcom CEO Hock Tan met with officials at the Pentagon in a last-ditch effort to salvage what would have been the biggest technology deal in history. Broadcom did not have an agreement to buy San Diego-based Qualcomm. It was fighting to win support from Qualcomm shareholders to gain control of its rival's board and move forward with its offer. Before waiting for an actual deal, CFIUS opened an investigation to review the risk to national security. Trump's order came as Broadcom was in the process of moving its headquarters from Singapore to the U.S. Qualcomm shares down as much as 5.9%, and that weighed down the NASDAQ 100 index as well today. Now, the tech sector has been on a great run recently. The S&P is up 3%, but tech is up more than three times as much, 10% this quarter. It's not just semiconductors, which as a group are up about 14%. Anything associated with social media, cloud computing, cybersecurity has also risen in the mid-teens in the last several weeks. Technology is now roughly 26% of the market capitalization of the S&P 500. Sounds like we're getting into overbought territory. That has attracted enormous amounts of short-term momentum money that will be quick to pile in, but also quick to pile out, particularly around the end of the quarter. Consumer prices continued to firm in February, indicating inflation is creeping up toward the Federal Reserve's target without the kind of breakout that could warrant a faster pace of interest rate hikes. Both the main consumer price index, or CPI, and the core gauge, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.2% from January. The CPI was up 2.2% in the 12 months through February, compared with 2.1% in January, while the core index increased 1.8% from a year earlier, holding at that 1.8% pace for a third month. The data indicate inflation is gradually picking up without any big acceleration. And that is in line with policymakers' outlook for price gains steadily approaching their goal and officials' projection for 3/4-point interest rate hikes this year, including one anticipated at the Fed's meeting next week. CoreLogic reports home prices nationwide, including distressed sales, increased year-over-year by 6.6% in January 2018 compared with January 2017, and increased month over month by 0.5% in January compared with December. Entry-level homes have been in tight supply, leading to 9% price growth compared to 5.4% price growth for more expensive homes. In Arizona, home prices increased 6.4% over the past 12 months and up 0.5% from December to January. CoreLogic says that out of 50 major metropolitan areas, 1/2 are now overvalued, including the Phoenix market. Volkswagen has secured $25 billion in battery supplies to underpin an aggressive push into electric cars in the coming years. VW will equip 16 factories to produce electric vehicles by the end of 2022, compared with 3 currently to supply batteries in Europe and China. With the power pack deliveries secured for its 2 biggest markets, a deal for North America will follow shortly. Volkswagen's battery plans compare to Tesla's $17.5 billion of purchase obligations as of last year, including $15 billion in deals through 2022. Dow Industrial's down 171 at 25,007. S&P 500 down 17 at 2765. NASDAQ down 77 at 7511. As always, follow along, moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and our daily blog, eatthebankers.com. I'm Sinclair Noe for Investment Property Experts, IPX, Arizona's only turnkey full-service real estate investment firm. Whether you're looking for income acceleration or portfolio growth, IPX delivers higher-earning investment opportunities. With 9% returns on single-family properties in the greater Phoenix area and incredible 15% returns on current development projects in the fast-growing vacation destination Rocky Point, Mexico. You heard right. Earn up to 15% annual returns. Get on the road to an earlier retirement through hassle-free turnkey investments, earning up to 15%. Find out more. Get in touch with IPX. Dial hashtag 250 on your cell phone. Say IPX. Go online, azipx.com, or hashtag 250, keyword IPX. Online, azipx.com. That's azipx.com.